Oh, excuse me for a minute while I step inside the control room. Ah, that's better. Now, please be patient a few more seconds while we pay the bills.
Let's listen in as Cindy visits the wood receiving office at Turtle Creek Pulp and Paper on her morning rounds.
Well, good morning, Bill. How's it going this morning?
Pretty good, Cindy. But I have a question.
What's that, Bill?
Well, I've been doing this job for several years, and my question is this. Why do we keep paying for the water in the chips? We know their moisture varies all over the place, and heck, I think some of these suppliers even water down their trucks.
Bill, you know we've been over this before. It takes 24 hours to get moisture readings. It's simply impossible to track this.
Well, what if I told you there is a new moisture meter that can give us immediate readings on chip moisture?
You know that doesn't exist.
It does now, and it comes from Conmark in either a benchtop or online version. I read up on it, and it's a very reliable microwave-based instrument.
Really? Well, how do we learn more about it?
Well, Jim Thompson of Pulp and Paper Radio International can help. All we have to do is send an email to him at jthompson@taii.com with moisture meter in the subject line.
Can't hurt to find out, can it? Bill, send him an email today.
If you're tired of paying for water, just send Jim Thompson an email at jthompson@taii.com with moisture meter in the subject line. That's jthompson@taii.com with moisture meter in the subject line. You will receive information on this revolutionary new product right away.
This is NIP Impressions for the week of the 9th of June, 2014. The title is Lesson Learned Again. The folks in the state of Maine are once again learning the lesson learned so many times by other communities. That lesson is this. Pulp and paper mills have a useful life, and eventually that life is over. In this case, the owners want to auction off the equipment in the defunct mill. The town says, not so fast. We have a lien for back property taxes in excess of $2 million. I have news for both of them. They will be lucky if the equipment brings anywhere near that amount of money. Pulp and paper mills, like people, tend to last about 60 to 100 years. Occasionally a mill, like a person, can have a premature heart attack and die. Corlin, Alabama comes to mind. The point is, conditions change, markets change, and mills die. For decades, I have watched communities vainly try to resurrect dead mills. Only occasionally do they succeed. However, it is often not obvious ahead of time where the success stories might be. If you are a betting person and conservative, bet that the old mills will die. In the nearly 13 years of NIP Impressions, I have written about this topic time and again, and yet the same thing keeps happening again and again. Often the deciding factors are not those up close and personal to the actual manufacturer of paper. Most often the problem is markets. What the mill makes is no longer wanted in a marketplace. It can be something as simple as machine trim that causes this obsolescence. Other factors are energy sources, raw material sources, logistics, and labor conditions. Taxes play a role, too.
And now let's pause a moment for this message.
Oh, sorry about that. You know, my wife told me that if she ever heard a toilet flushing in the background again, she would hang up on me. That's a bad habit I had formed. Checking into a hotel room, calling my wife, and doing other essential tasks. You know, multitasking. Hi, this is Jim Thompson here. One of our advertisers has told us they used to advertise in a certain print magazine because they always found copies of that magazine in paper mill bathrooms. We pointed out to them that if you're advertising with Paperitala publications, you can be found anywhere. For instance, right on the paper machine floor. Or at the ball game. Or in the backyard on a Saturday afternoon. Or at a wild papermaker's party. Or on your nightstand right before you go to bed. Where can prospects find your advertising? If they have a phone, tablet, or computer, they can find it anywhere as long as you are advertising with Paperitalo Publications. Go with the winner.
And now back to the column.
Sometimes the problem is simply mill layout. The mill was built in a topsy-turvy fashion and is just too expensive to maintain or move in-process materials inside the mill. The point is, when it becomes too expensive to operate, it is highly unlikely a new operator is going to be able to correct these deficiencies. Granted, once in a while, very rarely, they succeed, but more often they do not. With changes coming in U.S. in the energy regulation area, especially as they pertain to coal, you will see more and more old mills expire. It is not that management doesn't try to fix these problems, it is simply they lack a rational approach. I worked in an old mill one time that was essentially obsolete from both the energy and papermaking sides. We looked at replacing the powerhouse, however, we could not justify doing that considering the age and condition of the machines. We looked at replacing the machines with one modern machine and determined that was not feasible with the old powerhouse. There was simply nowhere to go with the property. It was maintained and operated as it existed for the rest of its useful life. It is now gone. We have seen this happen in newsprint and printing writing grades in the past 2.5 decades. Some are blithely converting newsprint machines to containerboard grades. My judgment says less than half of these projects have a chance long-term, that is, more than 5 years of success. And that mill in Maine? I could have told them in 1991 that it was dead. It was in that year that my employer at the time was engaged in a study to save it. The problem we identified then was a wood basket of diminishing quality. The mill has been doomed for at least 20 years. We'll not have a quiz this week. You have a break. For safety this week, please remember, in old mills, safety is just as important as anywhere else, yet the hazards are often much greater. Be safe, and we will talk next week. NIP Impressions is written by Jim Thompson, usually spoken by Jim Thompson, and is copyright 2014 Papri Tallow Publications, Duluth, Georgia, USA. All rights reserved.